Operation Retrieve John's Heart by Tasmi, a Stargate Atlantis fanfiction. Relationship Rodney John. Chapter 1, The Broken Heart Taker. John's always felt lonely. When he'd met Rodney, he thought things would change. They'd laughed and acted recklessly together, exploring the universe, sharing the deepest friendship John had ever known. John still loves Rodney. He loves him from a deep part of himself that he long since thought was empty and dead. Only it is very much alive, magnificent, painful. Rodney has always chosen someone else, though. Rodney will go to the ends of the universe for John, but not once has Rodney truly held him with passion. Years have passed, and John is more than just lonely now. He is empty, lost, hurting. AR-2 returns with news of the broken heart taker. John decides to take leave, telling no one of his plans. He doesn't believe it will work, but he must try. "So I trade you beans, and you'll relieve me of..." "Yes," says the elderly woman. Her smile's kind, welcoming. "You may retrieve it back at any time in exchange for more beans." John knows he won't return. He arrives back in Atlantis feeling lighter than he has in years. When he sees Rodney, he doesn't hurt for once. He's still lonely, but at least he no longer loves. Chapter 2, The Broken Heart Healer. John's different, but Rodney can't figure out how. He smiles and laughs just like his John does, but his gaze is vacant, as if he's going through motions but no longer feeling. Not just hiding the feelings, simply not having them. Lauren's pretty sure John has sold his heart for a bag of beans. He tells them about the broken heart taker. "But why would he do that?" Rodney asks. "You really have to ask?" Rodney doesn't, not really, though he wonders why he's never put the pieces together until now. Operation Retrieve John's Heart is quickly set in motion. John tries to back out when he hears where to go for their next mission. Ronan slings him over his shoulders, and soon their jumper takes off. "I can't return that which he does not desire," the elderly lady says. "Please, keep it. I don't want it anymore," John says evenly. Horrified, Rodney grabs him, pulling him close. "I need my John back," he says, locking their lips together with all the passion he can muster, hoping he can be enough. John's gaze returns with true love's kiss, reaching his strong arms around Rodney, holding him tight. The end.